With a Republican-controlled House and a Democratic Senate, both parties agree bills won't pass this year unless they're bipartisan. And both parties say there won't be a lot of slack in the budget. So Democratic Senate President Pam Yoakum says agreeing on a spending plan may be the biggest challenge of all.
Since Iowa voters created divided government one more time, here's our challenge. We need to craft a balanced budget that is fair to all Iowans.
But Republicans are more interested in cutting taxes than Democrats, so throw that in the mix and agreeing on a budget will get even harder. Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson says, as usual, everyone's coming to him with their wish lists.
Just like you, I've been contacted by various interest groups, lobbyists, even government agencies, regarding how much more money they need to keep doing what they are currently doing. Do we ever stop to ask, do we really need government doing all this activity?
Some lawmakers called for legislation that almost certainly won't pass a divided legislature. House Minority Leader Democrat Mark Smith urged, let's raise the minimum wage.
21 states, including our neighbors in South Dakota and Nebraska, raised the minimum wage, raising the wages for nearly 3 million workers across our country.
Senate Democrats vowed to expand access to universal preschool, which is also not likely to win passage. Republican House Majority Leader Linda Upmeyer urged lawmakers to cooperate with each other.
Democrats and Republicans, urban legislators and rural legislators, freshmen, as well as Jack Drake and Dennis Cahoon.
Those are the longest serving members in the House. Burlington Democrat Dennis Cahoon was sworn in for his 15th term. He's been on the Transportation Committee all that time, so he'll have something to say about raising the gas tax. Cahoon says even a higher gas tax won't be enough to repair Iowa's roads and bridges.
And I think that's where we'll really be discussing it, not just raising just the gas tax and then in 3 years say, well, it's not enough. We need to look at it again.
Meanwhile, private talks continue between legislative leaders and the governor, who are seeking agreement on a higher gas tax. Speaker Paulson would not give much away about those talks.
I mean, we had a candid and constructive conversation. We're going to meet again.
Earlier, Republicans held their annual pre-session fundraising breakfast downtown since they can't raise money once the legislature convenes. Governor Branstad left little doubt that 2016 is on his mind. He wants a Republican-controlled Senate.
So we need to begin right now recruiting and working to get great candidates in every one of those seats.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl objects.
Let's all agree the election is over, and it is too early to start the next campaign. It's time to focus on things we can agree on.
But Gronstahl took some shots at the governor over how big a raise public schools should get this year. That's even before the governor reveals his education budget on Tuesday. That's a clue that basic state aid to schools may be one of the biggest partisan conflicts of the year. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.